Good evening, this is Akashvani and I'm Anita Thapar with the news at 9. The headlines. CBI registers FIR and starts investigation into alleged paper leak in NEET UG examinations. Home Minister Amit Shah says efforts should be made to upgrade forecast system of water levels of rivers for better flood management. Chairs high-level meeting on flood management preparedness. 18th session of Lok Sabha to begin tomorrow with oath-taking ceremony of newly elected members. Two Cobra Jawans killed in IED blast in Sukma district of Chhattisgarh. ISRO successfully conducts final landing experiment of reusable launch vehicle Pushpak. In women's cricket, India beats South Africa by 6 wickets in Bengaluru, clean sweeps 3-match ODI series. An Indian recurve mixed team wins bronze medal in Archery World Cup Stage 3 in Antalya, Turkey. Dheeraj Boma Devara also wins bronze in men's individual recurve event. The CBI has registered an FIR and started investigations in connection with the alleged paper leak in the NEET UG examination. According to CBI sources, the FIR was registered on the complaint of Director of the Department of Higher Education, Ministry of Education. Special teams have been formed by the CBI to investigate the matter. Special CBI teams are being sent to Patna and Godhra, where local police cases have been registered. The allegations in the FIR states that the NEET UG 2024 examination was conducted by the National Testing Agency NTA on the 5th of last month and over 23 lakh candidates appeared in the examination. The complaint also states that certain isolated incidents occurred in a few states during the conduct of the NEET UG 2024 examination. The Education Ministry has requested the CBI to conduct a comprehensive investigation into the entire gamut of alleged irregularities. It includes conspiracy, cheating, impersonation, breach of trust, and destruction of evidence by candidates, institutes, and middlemen, including attempted irregularities. The Ministry has also requested the CBI for investigating the role of public servants connected with the conduct of the examination. The CBI is also taking steps to take over the cases filed across the country in the matter for comprehensive probe and unearthing a larger conspiracy. Yesterday, the Ministry of Education had entrusted the matter of alleged irregularities in NEET UG examination 2024 to the CBI for a comprehensive investigation. On the recent steps taken by the Union Education Ministry in connection with NEET UG examination, University Grants Commission UGC Chairman Mamidala Jagdish Kumar said that the government is taking proactive steps to protect the students' future. Talking to Akashvani News, UGC Chairman said that the government has taken several steps in the last few days to maintain the credibility of examinations in the country. He said that a committee has also been formed consisting of eminent experts.
Cases associated with UGC NET and also the NEET UG irregularities has been transferred to CBI. The Ministry of Education has also constituted a high-level committee of experts. They will also look into improving the data security protocols of this examination, and they will recommend on restructuring of the NTA. Government of India has also notified a new act called the Public Examination Prevention of the Unfair Means Act. Any offender involved in unfair practices, they can be fined up to 1 crore rupees and they can be put up to 10 years in jail.
Delhi University Vice Chancellor Professor Yogesh Singh also lauded the government steps, saying that it was necessary. Talking to Akashvani News, Professor Singh said that he believes that the government will not allow anyone to play with a student's future. He said that all people should have faith in the government. The Economic Offence Unit, EOU, of the Bihar Police today said the NEET UG examination paper was leaked by a professional interstate organised gang from Hazaribagh in Jharkhand. 13 members of this organised gang have been arrested by SIT, which is investigating the case. In a press statement issued today, the EOU said SOP was not followed at the examination centre in Hazaribagh in Jharkhand, which led to the question paper leak. The SIT has also interrogated 4 NEET aspirants who are among the 15 suspected candidates in the case. The EOU said the case will now be handed over to the CBI for further investigation. In a related development, some local villagers attacked a CBI team in Kasidi village in Nawada district of Bihar, which had gone there for probing the UGC NET exam paper leak. Superintendent of Police of Nevada, Abreesh Rahul, said that the incident took place as local residents misunderstood the CBI team as fake and surrounded them. Mr. Rahul said four people have been arrested in the attack case and full police protection has been provided to the team. A retest of all the 1,563 candidates who got grace or compensatory marks in the NEET UG examination was held today. According to the Education Ministry, the retest was conducted at seven centres across the states of Chhattisgarh, Gujarat, Haryana, Meghalaya and Chandigarh. Out of the total of 1,563 candidates, 813 candidates appeared for the retest, while 750 did not appear for the retest. Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a high-level meeting to review the preparedness of flood management in New Delhi. He also reviewed long-term measures to formulate a comprehensive and far-reaching policy to mitigate the menace of floods in the country. Mr. Shah said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the country's disaster management is moving forward with a zero-casualty approach.
During the meeting, Mr. Shah directed the concerned departments to conduct a detailed study of the recent floods in Sikkim and Manipur and submit a report to the Ministry of Home Affairs. It said, at least 50 large ponds in the northeast should be constructed so that the water of the Brahmaputra River could be diverted and stored in those ponds. He said, this will help agricultural irrigation and tourism benefiting the local economy. Home Minister appealed to the states and Union Territory to timely implement the advisories issued by National Disaster Management Authority for flood management. Bhupen Singh for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Mr. Shah also reviewed the preparations to deal with glacial lake outburst flood. He also emphasized on optimum use of satellite imagery provided by the Indian Space Research Organization by various agencies for flood and water management. He directed the India Meteorological Department and the Central Water Commission to complete the process of recalibrating all the equipment used in flood forecast. He also directed to ensure that floodgates of all the major dams are in good condition. He said that the flood monitoring centres of the CWC should be in accordance with the country's requirements and of international standards. He directed that effort should be made to upgrade the forecast system of water level of rivers for better flood management. The first session of the 18th Lok Sabha will commence tomorrow. During the session, the oath and affirmation of newly elected members will be taking place. Senior BJP MP Bharat Ruhari Mehtab, who has been appointed as the pro tem speaker, will administer the oath to the newly elected Lok Sabha members. The election of the new Lok Sabha speaker will be held on Wednesday. President Draupadi Murmu will address the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament on Thursday. The session of the Rajya Sabha will commence on Thursday and will conclude on the 3rd of July. On the eve of the session, the New Services Division of Akashvani brings you tonight special discussions on issues before Parliament and Sansad Ke Samaksh Mudde from 9:30 p.m. onwards. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
New criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023, and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force from the 1st of July 2024. To know about the new criminal laws, download NCRB Sankalan of Criminal Laws mobile app from Play Store or App Store.
The Special Task Force of the West Bengal Police has arrested a college student and detained five others from Panaghar area and Pashchim Bardhaman district for their alleged links with a Bangladesh-based terror outfit. A senior officer said in Kolkata today, the youth, a second-year computer science student, was picked up from his Panaghar residence last evening for his alleged links with the banned Islamist organization Shahadat-e-Al-Hikmah of Bangladesh. Based on inputs provided by him during his interrogation, STF sleuths nabbed five more persons from Nababghat area in the same district. A case has been filed against the arrested youth under UAPA and several clauses of the IPC, and he's been sent to 14 days STF custody by Durgapur's ACJM court. In Chhattisgarh, two jawans of the Commando Battalion for Resolute Action, COBRA, were killed in an improvised explosive device, IED blast, at Sukma district today. Police also said the incident took place at around 3 p.m. when security personnel were advancing from the Silgar camp towards Thekla Gudam camp. Both the camps come under the Jagadonga police station area. According to a statement issued by Bastar police, the personnel of 201 Cobra Battalion were moving on a motorcycle and a truck when the blast took place. The additional superintendent of police of Sukma district, Akash Rao, gave details on the incident.
आज दोपहर सुरक्षा कार्य में लगे वाहनों पर नक्सलियों के द्वारा आईडी विस्फोट किया गया है। इस वाहन में मौजूद 201 कोबरा के वाहन चालक विष्णु तथा आरक्षक शैलेंद्र शहीद हुए हैं। घटना की जानकारी मिलते ही तत्काल वहां पर सीआरपीएफ व कोबरा व पुजबिया पुलिस की टीम पहुंच गए। सभी दोनों ही शहीद जवानों के शव सुरक्षित वहां से निकाले गए हैं।
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today came down heavily on the Congress over the Tamil Nadu hooch tragedy. She said that 56 people have died and over 200 people are still in hospital in a critical state. But the Congress has not yet uttered a word against this. The Finance Minister demanded that this whole matter be given to the CBI for investigation.
More than 200 people are still in hospital in a critical state. 56 people have died. I condemn the incident. In a state which doesn't have prohibition, where licensed liquor is available from shops which are run by the government of Tamil Nadu called Tasmac. In spite of that, in the middle of the city, in Kallakurchi, chemically based illicit liquor is served to people.
Briefing the media in New Delhi today, BJP national spokesperson of the party, Sambit Patra, said the hooch tragedy has taken place in Karunapuram, a village mostly inhabited by scheduled caste people of Tamil Nadu, and it's extremely upsetting. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has said that the third and final landing experiment of its reusable launch vehicle, Pushpak, was successful today. The landing experiment was conducted at the aeronautical test range at Chitra Durga in Karnataka today. The ISRO tweet on social media site X says, RLV-LEX-3, which stands for Reusable Launch Vehicle Landing Experiment 3, re-demonstrated the autonomous landing capability under more severe wind conditions. Pushpak used multi-sensory fusion, including inertial sensor, radar altimeter, flush air data system, pseudo-light system and IC navigation system. Union Minister of New and Renewable Energy, Prahlad Joshi, has lauded the effort of ISRO for completing the final trial of the reusable landing vehicle Pushpak. In a social media post mentioned to ISRO, Mr. Joshi said that ISRO's relentless pursuit of innovation continues to propel India to new heights in space exploration. In the Archery World Cup 3 stage, Dheeraj Bomdevara won the bronze in the men's individual recurve event as well as in the mixed team event with Bhajan Kaur in Antalya, Turkey, taking the country's medal tally to 4 in the process. Trailing 0-2 after conceding the opening set, the Indian team produced a flawless round to bring it level and seal a stunning 5-3, 35-38, 40-39, 38-37, 38-38 win over their Mexican opponents Alejandra Valencia and Matias Grande. Indian women beat South Africa by 6 wickets in the third and final one-day international at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru this evening to register a 3-0 series clean sweep. The star spin all-rounder Deepti Sharma took 2 wickets from 27 to restrict South Africa's women to a 215 total, and then in from Smriti Mandhana scored 90 runs off just 83 balls to par India women to an easy win in the third ODI game. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. CBI registers FIR and starts investigation into alleged paper leak in NEET UG examinations. Home Minister Amit Shah says efforts should be made to upgrade forecast system of water level of rivers for better flood management, chairs high-level meeting on flood management preparedness. First session of 18 Lok Sabha to begin tomorrow with oath-taking ceremony of newly elected members. 2 Cobra Jawans killed in IED blast in Sukma district of Chhattisgarh. ISRO successfully conducts final landing experiment of reusable launch vehicle Pushpak. In women's cricket, India beat South Africa by 6 wickets in Bengaluru, clean sweeps 3-match ODI series. An Indian recurve mixed team wins bronze medal in Archery World Cup Stage 3 in Antalya, Turkey. Dheeraj Bomdevara also wins bronze in men's individual recurve event. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.